Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help nonprofits solve their most challenging problems. So I'm super excited to introduce Nancy Batterman. Now, Nancy is a business coach and nonprofit strategist with the Proactive Leadership Group. Now, with over 30 years of nonprofit leadership and management experience, Nancy strives to inspire leaders to achieve success both personally and for their organization. Now, her extensive experience working within the nonprofit sector and her MBA brings a unique combination of perspective, experience, and education to help her nonprofit clients develop effective business strategies, grow their organizations in sustainable ways, and perform at high levels of success. Well, welcome, Nancy. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping leaders be more effective, not only at work, but also in their own lives. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
It's a new opportunity for me, so I'm excited to share it with you.
Yeah, and you know, I just have to ask, what exactly was the tipping point or inspiration that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
So I was actually working with an executive coach at the nonprofit where I had been for 34 years and had been working with this coach for over a year. And he asked me if I'd thought about ever being an executive coach. And obviously working at the same organization for over 30 years, I was like, no, I've never thought about leaving here.
Right.
Right. And he said, well, I think you should think about being an executive coach, and invited me to join his team. And so I met with him, my husband and I met with he and his wife, and I thought about, and my husband said, hey, if you're going to make a change, you got to do it now or never. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. So well, I started my own business.
That's great. Well, it took a little bit of encouragement from your husband, it sounds like, but it also seemed to align with something that sparked an interest. And obviously, you've taken the reins and run with it. How long have you had your own coaching practice? And has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
So it's been just a year now in October. So, and it has vacillated a little bit between working with all nonprofit clients or bringing on some for-profit clients. That's kind of the area where I'm not 100% sure exactly what I want to do.
I see. Okay. Yeah, well, there obviously are a lot of similarities between those two organizations, but a lot of huge differences too. So that stands to reason it might be something that you'd have to kind of choose one or the other, or, you know, you're maybe able to juggle both, but huge needs for leadership support in either organization. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome since you exited your role as an employee and then spread your own wings and started your own practice?
Oh yeah, there have been a couple. So definitely the whole business development part of it. Obviously working for a nonprofit, I never had to really do business development. So that's been a challenge in learning new skills. And then there's just so much to learn when it's your own business. QuickBooks, Constant Contact, LinkedIn, social media, podcasts.
Right.
So a lot to learn. And then, of course, there's the coronavirus on top of all of that, right?
True. Yes. That has created a bit of a speed bump for a lot of people, a lot of businesses. So, yeah, that sounds like something that most entrepreneurs can really relate to in terms of not only having their expertise and their zone of genius, as I mentioned, but gaining all these business skills and acquiring clients. What did you do to overcome, you know, those gaps in your skill set?
Well, I've been really fortunate to have a mentor who's been a successful executive coach for over 20 years. So that's really helped. And then just keep learning, always learning, you know, doing what I need to do to learn all of those new skills. Thank goodness there's the internet, right? And all the resources on the internet to watch videos and listen to podcasts. So a lot of learning in the last 12 months.
Yeah, right. It's almost like going back to college and starting a bit over, but you have an MBA. So a lot of that has transferred over, and then your hands-on experience in dealing with, I'm sure, a myriad of situations throughout your career with your nonprofits. So you've gained a lot of skills along the way, no doubt. And speaking of skills that maybe you weren't necessarily born with, I'm curious here, and this is kind of, you know, right up my alley. You're obviously an expert at helping leaders really become better leaders and tapping into peak performance. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Oh, I would say it's definitely been the most challenging part for me. Absolutely. But the good thing is I like challenging problems. But yeah, it's been tricky. And you have to be patient, right?
Absolutely. So is there anything specific that I might be able to support you with around?
Yeah, I would say that first sales conversation, kind of the first, I feel good about the communicating via email and all of that. But when I have that actual first conversation, mm-hmm. I get kind of tongue-tied and nervous and kind of struggle with that.
Right. Yeah, that can be a little tricky because their first reaction might be one of a bit of interest, might be a bit of resistance. You don't know. And entering into that conversation, a couple things that really help and create some confidence are, of course, doing a little legwork before the conversation, which I'm sure you do. But when you have some insight as to what's going on with their organization or even their role, you know, if you're speaking with a vice president versus a director versus a manager, they each have kind of inherent to their position certain elements that are, you know, top of mind challenges or frustrations that they're dealing with. And so one of the things that is an easy icebreaker is to, if possible, have, like I said, a few top of mind things that are relevant to their role, whether it's specifically their own role or within their organization. So when you speak to these, it really brings their interest in because you're talking something that is very close to their world. And when you align that with the work that you do, it brings them into a more engaging state of mind versus if you just start telling them, you know, what your work is all about. You know, the goal is to create an engaging conversation. Right?
Right.
And
right.
So the more that you can share that you understand about, you know, their specific situation or even ask questions that are relevant to the work that you do so that you can gain a better understanding of what's important to them.
And makes sense.
Typically, if you have a script, that does kind of, well, I shouldn't say kind of, that usually backfires because the other person doesn't have your script and frequently they go off script. And so it leaves you in a place of, uh-oh, I have to punt. I have to, you know, kind of figure out. So my recommendation is always to have more of a framework that you want to stay within and just talking points and how you want to lead the conversation because you really are in the leadership role. even though they might have an executive leadership role themselves. But in this conversation, you're the driver. And just understanding that you really do need to maintain the easy next step, all based on positioning the work that you do to be something that is going to ultimately help them with their success. And so just coming in with a very clear understanding of how your work ultimately helps them to be more successful in a way that is relevant to the things that they're currently addressing, then the conversation usually just unfolds naturally.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. I kind of like the framework, not a script.
Yeah. And it just gives you more liberty, yet you know which points to really hit, you know, or which, how to drive the call so that you're not missing anything. But yet when it does take a little bit of a left-hand turn or something, it doesn't leave you panicked, feeling like, oh no, now what do I say? Because now I've lost myself in my script.
Right. So makes sense.
Yeah, good. Hopefully that creates a little bit more confidence now for your next conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Nancy, I'm curious here. We're unfortunately right in the middle of this pandemic still. You know, this has been going on for much longer than I had ever dreamed it would. I'm wondering, what has the pandemic done for the work that you do? I mean, has it had any impact on the organizations or the way the leaders are being impacted by working virtually? Or can you just share a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, there's definitely been an impact. Kind of there's one of two things happening for nonprofits. Either they're, you know, have been completely closed down and are really afraid they're not going to reopen. And then there's the complete other side of it. So food banks and social services, they have just, you know, their demand is increased tenfold. And so they need to have greater capacity. And so they have to grow really fast and meet needs at a faster pace than they ever anticipated. So an interesting dynamic. They have to really gear up without, you know, a whole lot of opportunity to plan to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine how they must be reaching out to you and just looking for that insight and direction to how to be more effective in this situation. And, you know, with some of these organizations, like you said, just being really maxed out with the work that they're doing. So that creates an extra level of stress for the leaders. So,
yes.
Well, Nancy, how do you work with leaders who really want to take their leadership skills to an entirely new level? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Sure. So my philosophy is really that the CEO and the leadership team really drives the success of the organization. And so I really help leadership teams make sure that they're healthy and well-aligned and working effectively as a team. So I really work specifically with the leadership teams to make sure that they are doing the right things and helping them to be successful so that they can help their organizations and the people that they're working with and supporting be successful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really about focusing on that leadership team and helping them grow and learn and work together as a team.
Right. Yeah, that's so critical to have that cohesive unity instead of being siloed. And so many of the organizations having to rely on Zoom or, you know, some sort of web conferencing where they're not meeting all in person, that creates a whole new layer of frustrations of creating that unified sense of culture.
Absolutely. And just communication is so different. Like you said, it's all done virtually or by telephone. There's very little true face-to-face personal conversation. And so how they effectively communicate is really important. So we work on communication rhythms and having regular conversations and building up their confidence and their trust in each other. That's really important. Mm,
right. And from my personal experience over Zoom, the microphone, the lighting, all those elements really are important, because suddenly if you're trying to make this presentation or rally your team or create buy-in, And if your microphone isn't doing the best communicating your message, then it's really creates this whole new layer of challenges that they probably never had to deal with before. So it creates a lot of stress, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the virtual environments. And one of my clients is a non-public school. So the whole having to go to a virtual, trying to see students, you know, face-to-face and doing it part-time and changing expectations and regulations. It's just a time of a lot of turmoil. So to help leadership teams have some constants, some certainty in at least a few things, and just, you know, really working on building alignment, focus, discipline is really been critical over the last several months.
Yeah, so critical. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Probably the best way is through LinkedIn at, yeah, LinkedIn at Nancy Batterman, and just spelled like it is. And then also a website at www.resultsimprove.com. They can reach out to me that way. And then the other thing that I like to do is offer, I do a complimentary organizational health assessment. So it benchmarks their organization with best practices. And it's a great way for me to learn their organization and for them to kind of see where they are in regards to best practices. So I like to offer that as an opportunity for us to get to know each other better.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah. So that's on LinkedIn, Nancy Batterman, and that's B-A-T-T-E-R-M-A-N.
Yep.
Or on the World Wide Web, that's resultsimproved.com, okay? And navigate through and look for that organizational health assessment. That
yes.
sounds fantastic. So that's a consultation at no cost. They can just jump
in. Yep, at no cost. And actually up to 10 leaders in their organization take this online assessment. And it covers 9 different areas: organizational information, leadership strategy, promotion marketing, development fundraising, delivery of services, constituent relationships, people, systems, and financial. And then I debrief the CEO on the results of the assessment, which benchmarks them with best practices.
Nice. That's really in depth. That's fantastic. Nice. Okay. Well, you know, Nancy, you've already shared so many, you know, nuggets of wisdom here. If I could just tap on you one last time during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you might be able to share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I would say they really need a strong support system and to persevere. That's definitely, I've learned that, and to have hope, because what I've learned is as long as you keep filling that pipeline and working on the prospecting, people are really going to return your phone calls. Sometimes it takes longer than you think, but in the last couple of weeks, people I've reached out to in some cases months ago are getting back to me. So you have to have patience and perseverance.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Those are definitely very important cornerstones to building a successful business, no doubt. So, and I think you've probably walk that talk yourself. Yeah, that's great. Well, Nancy, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your, you know, long, healthy career as a very important feature within the nonprofit organizations to now the important work you're doing, inspiring leaders to achieve those higher levels of success, both personally and for their organization. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Absolutely, Wendy. Thank you so much. And thanks for the selling ideas and tips. I'm excited to put them into practice.
Yeah, fantastic. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Nancy Batterman through LinkedIn at Nancy Batterman, or check out her website, resultsimproved.com. And look for that organizational health assessment and sign up for that consult. All right. For all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Nancy Batterman. And as always, here's to your success.